This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado Republicans are reacting skeptically to Governor Jared Polis's State of the State speech. Thursday, Polis made saving Coloradans money the focus of his address, pledging that his administration has identified 50 specific ways to do that. But Republican Representative Colin Larson said this effort is just spin ahead of the upcoming election.
It's comical to watch him try to run as a moderate Republican now and hide from the record that he's built up over 3 years. You know, we'll see if he puts any of these things into actual action, but I'm pretty skeptical.
Republicans argue Democratic policies have contributed to Colorado's high cost of living. Meanwhile, Democrats blame pandemic disruptions and an out-of-balance housing market. Pharmacies at King Superstores in Metro Denver will operate with shortened hours as a worker strike is now in its third day. Employees are demanding safer working conditions and better pay from Kroger, the parent company for King Supers. Those who are on strike accuse the company of using temp workers to undermine full-time staff. The strike could last for weeks. COVID-19 transmission has spiked in Colorado as hospital staffing shortages worsen across the state. CPR's John Daly says the lines on the graphs are just going straight up.
About a month ago, the rate of positive tests was about 6%. But since then, with people celebrating over the holidays and traveling, and especially once the Omicron variant showed up in Colorado, the growth in cases has been just explosive. Test positivity is nearing 30%.
The state recently surpassed 1 million cases of COVID-19 since the pandemic began. About half of Colorado hospitals say they expect a staffing shortage in the next week. This is CPR and KRCC. Up next, it's 1A. Stay tuned.